Bob Juncosa has a passion for old airplanes.
This is one of the models that I made. This is a 1915 Sopwith Pup.
He's showing me a picture on his cell phone of an old biplane built to quarter scale. It's got a wingspan of about 8 feet. Juncosa says the reason he builds vintage planes is pretty much the same reason he runs a biotech company.
It's the challenge of no one's done that. Now let's see if we can go do that.
And get off the ground.
And get off the ground and make it work.
Juncosa is the chief technology officer at Thermal Gradient. His company's goal?
Make DNA testing a lot simpler, a lot less expensive, and a lot faster.
The idea is to mass produce a small device that can test for HIV in third world countries. Much of Thermal Gradient's R&D funding comes from the National Institutes of Health to do just that. The company's device is basically like a one-inch squared copy machine that makes enough target DNA for doctors to work with. Juncosa says that technology can be used for anything from water purity to the stuff you see on CSI.
We can certainly apply our technology to forensics. We certainly can apply it to infectious diseases, but right now that's not where our funding's coming from.
The funding is the tricky part. Thermal Gradient has gotten some capital from a local venture group, but Juncosa says overall the lack of venture funding in Rochester is holding back biotech firms like his. He says that's not the case in places like California.
It's like a well-oiled machine. You still have to have a viable design, but you know, if you make a credible story, it's not hard to raise money. Rochester is not that sort of environment.
Juncosa says Rochester has the biotech talent. Thermal Gradient is housed alongside other biotech firms in the U of R's Rochester BioVenture Center in Henrietta. But he says getting to the marketplace after proving your technology works is increasingly difficult.
In the old days, once you did that, you'd get sucked up or partnered by another company and you're off to the races. Not anymore.
For now, Thermal Gradient is soldiering on. Juncosa says the five-person company is on the cusp of a real-time milestone that he calls the holy grail of disease detection. And despite the challenges of a cutthroat market, Juncosa says seeing his life-saving devices take flight is the reason he comes to work.
And it's just wonderful to birth these things and see them go into the market and improve people's lives.
For WXXI News, I'm Zach Seward.